New research from Women with Disability Victoria has found that digital divide experienced by people with a disability is even wider for women. And here to talk about the issue is Media Access Australia's Eliza Cusson. Welcome, Eliza.
Hi, Roberta.
Now, what is this digital divide?
Well, the digital divide is really just a shorthand way of saying that certain sections of society don't have equal access to technology and the internet. Regular listeners will know we talk about this all the time as it applies to people with disability. Now we've found that it's even worse for a subsection of that community, and that's if you have the misfortune to be female, unfortunately.
So, Eliza, why is this divide wider for women, do you think?
This is particularly interesting. What it really comes down to is just perception. There's a perception that for women with disabilities, technology just isn't for them. And that's coming from outside and from within the community as well. There's an idea in our society that all women are somehow less capable of using technology, and also that people with disability don't use technology or don't need technology. Of course, we both know that those things aren't true.
Absolutely not. In fact, there'd be more need for it, really, wouldn't there?
Exactly. And I think that's what, you know, the abled community doesn't quite understand, that people who are born disabled or become disabled over time actually rely on technology more. And, of course, they're just as tech savvy. There's maybe extra barriers to get across, but there's no natural limitation at all.
And what are the main consequences of this?
Well, the sad truth is that this digital divide is contributing to a vicious cycle. Women with disabilities suffer from social disadvantage, which makes them less likely to take up technology. And of course, not using technology means you're more likely to suffer social disadvantage. The report mentions that workplace participation is 10% lower for women with disabilities compared to men with disabilities. And of course, workplace participation is lower if you have a disability at all. So it's kind of a double whammy. But using the internet is becoming more and more important for things like accessing government services, talking with your friends, getting an education, finding a job, all those things that are vital for all of us. And the longer a person holds off from taking up computers, the deeper this disadvantage sets in.
And how can this disadvantage be overcome?
Well, the good news is that, of course, we women are just as tech-savvy as blokes. And that given the opportunity and the right tools, people with all kinds of disabilities can be just as active online as everybody else. You can pick up a basic laptop or tablet these days for a few $100s. And what a lot of people don't realize is that most of these technologies come with assistive tools right out of the box. You know, a basic computer will have a good quality screen reader on it. So if you have, or a magnifier also, so if you're blind or vision impaired, there's nothing stopping you from giving it a go. And the research has found that as soon as women sat down in front of a computer, the barriers just started to come down.
And, of course, there are screen readers as well, which has come to the fore in the last, decade, I would think.
That's right. In the last 5 years or so, we've seen top-quality screen readers available in Macs and PCs. You've got VoiceOver if you're an Apple user, NVDA for Windows. There's really nothing stopping you. I can't emphasize that enough.
If any women out there listening to this, don't be afraid of it, because I wasn't exactly afraid of it, but I was a little bit slow in taking up some of the new technologies. I knew they were going to be good for our radio station in particular, but it was just getting used to it. And once you do it, you think, how could I not? You
know, exactly.
How could I not be aware of this?
I think that's a huge thing. A lot of girls are taught that for some reason, they're less capable of using technology. I don't know when exactly that sets in, but I know that's definitely the perception I had until I went to uni and learned how to be a radio producer myself and kind of get over those barriers. My sister wanted to be an astronaut when she was little, and her primary school teacher told her that girls couldn't be astronauts.
Oh.
And guess what? She's an aerospace engineer.
Oh, that's wonderful. So girls out there, you can do what you think maybe you can't. You can do anything. Now, you can download the Your Say, Your Rights report from the homepage of the Women with Disabilities Victoria homepage, wdv.org.au. Well, thank you for all of that today, Eliza.
Thanks, Roberta.
I've been speaking with Eliza Cussons from Media Access Australia, and Media Access Australia are supporters of this program.